Swiss bank in danger of collapse is saved. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Switzerland-based UBS, a global banking giant, says it will buy Credit Suisse.
UBS Group Chairman Colm Kelleher announced the purchase in Switzerland's capital city of Bern.
The combination of the two banks further strengthens UBS's position as a leading global wealth manager with more than $5 trillion in total invested assets.
Credit Suisse recently received a $50 billion loan to stabilize it, but the bank continued to lose money. Credit Suisse's largest investor, the Saudi National Bank, pulled out, dropping shares to record lows.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Former President Trump faces a possible indictment for allegedly paying hush money to a porn star with whom he allegedly had an affair. Fox's Nate Foy.
The former president says he believes Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is being pressured to indict him by the Biden administration. Trump also says the foundation of the case, which is believed to be a misdemeanor charge of falsifying business records, is based on a lie.
No sitting or former president ever has been indicted. The leaders of China and Russia meet Monday in Moscow. It's their first meeting since Russian forces invaded Ukraine last year. More from Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
President Vladimir Putin really seeking to come out of this meeting with a strengthened alliance with China, that no limits partnership. He wants to see that stronger. While President Xi is trying to frame this three-day summit as being for the sake of peace, as he called it. U.S. officials highly skeptical about that.
The meeting follows Putin's surprise trip to the Russian-occupied Ukrainian town of Mariupol. Reuters is reporting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is saying the country should be ready to conduct nuclear attacks at any time to deter war. State-run media says Un is accusing the U.S. and South Korea of expanding joint military drills involving American nuclear assets. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Officials at the southern border are seeing a spike of people crossing the border who are on the terror watch list. Fox's Griff Jenkins is at the border.
In February, according to CBP, there were 16 individuals that hit that terror watch list, bringing the fiscal year total the last 5 months to 69. That's on pace to be last year's 98. And that was unprecedented. This year's 69 already is already 2.5 more. And they're worried about the number of foreigners coming from faraway places like China.
This comes as the general leading the U.S. military operations in the Middle East says the Afghan terror group ISIS-K plans to launch terror attacks against the U.S. and its allies within the next 6 months. At the NASCAR Cup Series at Atlanta Motor Speedway today, the defending series champion takes the checkered flag for his first win of the season.
And the car that has led 139 laps today is going to lead 140. Joey Logano dominates Atlanta for Team Penske and Ford.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports, Brad Keselowski finished second. Christopher Bell was third. A disappointing opening for DC's latest superhero film at the box office. Fox's Kevin Uretsky.
A lot has changed in the last few years.
The wizard gave me superpowers.
Shazam!
And then everybody got superpowers.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods bringing in only $30.5 million despite opening in over 4,000 theaters this weekend. The first Shazam brought in $53 million during its opening weekend in April of 2019. Meanwhile, last week's number one...
This isn't like any other ghost face.
What is this place?
A shrine.
Scream 6 finished second this week, bringing in $17.5 million. And the Michael B. Jordan-led Creed 3 finished third this week with $15.3 million. It's now taken in nearly $128 million in all.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.